Good morning, young disciples, and all of you young at heart. Happy New Year. So I want to know, how do new beginnings make you feel? How do you feel now at the start of a new year? What are some words to describe how you feel? Refreshed? Rejuvenated? Okay, I'll switch to, how about a new school year? How does that make you feel? Sad. Anything from the girls? How does a new school year make you feel? I won't put you on the spot. Well, a lot of people feel excited and ambitious when we start a new year. People like to make resolutions, like going to the gym or eating healthier or stuff like that. And it also reminds me of the change of seasons, like in the spring, when all the flowers start to bloom, when everything was brown looking and dead. And you can also relate that to, for all you sports fanatics out there, you can relate it to a new sports season, whether you're a player or if you're a fan. If you're a player, you're excited to see, you know, development and growth with all the hard work that you've been putting in. Or if you're a fan, you're hoping your team will have a winning season, you know, forget that season that maybe ended dismally last year, but you're hoping for a new, fresh start this year. So one popular theme of New Year's resolutions, and since we're in church, we're going to focus on that theme, is getting closer to God. Reading your Bible more, doing daily devotions, maybe spending more time in prayer to get closer to God. And I encourage all of us to do that. But guess what? On average, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by the second week in February. 80% by the second week in February. And research shows that on average it takes 66 days for a habit to become automatic. And I looked ahead. Day 66 of this year is March 7th. So if we fail by the second week in February, we're not going to get that good habit to become automatic on March 7th, are we? But I have even better news. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, it says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies are new every morning." So when we have a bad day and we forget to say our prayers, or when we forgot to do our devotional that morning or that night, or when we didn't make it to the gym, but instead we ate that big piece of homemade pound cake, we need to give ourselves some grace. Because we can start fresh the next day, because God's mercies and his forgiveness, they start fresh every day for us. And if he has that much enthusiasm and excitement for us, then we need to start each day fresh with the same excitement and enthusiasm for him. So I wish all of us the best on our resolutions in the new year. And I pray above all that you do become closer to God in 2022. But remember to give yourself and those around you grace and compassion, and encourage each other to be enthusiastic and excited, and start each day fresh. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for new beginnings to excite and encourage us to be better and healthier people. Thank you for reminding us that your mercies and forgiveness are new every morning, and that we should start not only every year, but also every day, fresh and renewed by your Spirit. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.